Chapter 2. Golden Walter Takes Ship to Sail the Seas. When Walter went down to the Catherine next morning, there was the skipper Geoffrey, who did him reverence, and made him all cheer, and showed him his room aboard ship, and the plenteous goods which his father had sent down to the Keys already, such haste as he had made. Walter thanked his father's love in his heart, but otherwise took little heed to his affairs, but wore away the time about the haven, gazing listlessly on the ships that were making them ready outward or unlading, and the mariners and aliens coming and going. And all these were to him as the curious images woven on a tapestry. At last, when he had well nigh come back again to the Catherine, he saw there a tall ship, which he had scarce noted before, a ship all bound, which had her boats out, and men sitting to the oars thereof, ready to tow her outwards, when the hawser should be cast off, and by seeming her mariners were but abiding for some one or other to come aboard. So Walter stood idly watching the said ship, and as he looked, lo, folk passing him toward the gangway. These were three. First came a dwarf, dark brown of hue and hideous, with long arms and ears exceeding great, and dog teeth that stuck out like the fangs of a wild beast. He was clad in a rich coat of yellow silk, and bare in his hand.